The debate over vaccinations has received an increasing amount of attention in recent years as questions have been raised regarding the safety of compulsory vaccines. And joining us now to give her view is Meryl Dorey. Meryl is president of the Australian Vaccination Network, as well as editor of Living Wisdom magazine. And we're delighted to welcome her to the Executive Report. Meryl, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Now, Meryl, vaccines are designed to repress disease, but there's been some recent issues with the whooping cough vaccine that might be a sign of things to come. What's going on there?
Well, vaccines are made to create antibodies, and antibodies only mean that you've been exposed to a disease. They don't mean that you're immune. And what we've found with the whooping cough vaccine is that, yes, it is creating the antibodies, but it's also bringing a new disease, a new form of whooping cough to the fore, and this form of disease is not covered by the vaccine. So in the United States and overseas, we're seeing record numbers of cases of this whooping cough. We're seeing more cases than we've had since before the vaccine was introduced, and it's a much more dangerous disease. So for the first time in decades, we're seeing babies die. So the vaccine's not working, and we're seeing similar situations with measles and mumps. And we may see this with more diseases into the future. So we need to look at what we're doing.
Now, what's your view on the state of autism as it relates to vaccinations?
Well, autism has been related to vaccination in the medical literature for a very long time. But the study that everybody talks about is the one by Andrew Wakefield that was printed in 1998 in The Lancet. And this study said that the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine may be a cause of autism. A lot of people are saying that this journal article has been discredited, but what they're ignoring is the fact that since this original paper was published, there have been many other papers verifying this finding. So again, we have the question, are vaccines related to autism? We've had an increase of autism from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 88, and the only common denominator seems to be the increasing use of vaccinations. So we need to look at this openly and not try and suppress the information.
So, Meryl, what do you feel we should do to ensure the well-being of all children?
Well, vaccination is a medical procedure, and it carries with it risks and benefits. So parents need to be aware of all of the information. We need to have real access to information, and vaccination should never be compulsory because it is not 100% safe, and no government has the right to say you have to put your child's health at risk because we have made this procedure compulsory. Vaccines have not been subjected to true double-blind trials. They need to be done. They've also never been scientifically tested independently. Most vaccine trials, like most drug trials, are paid for by the pharmaceutical companies that make the vaccines. We need the government to take a stand on this. And most importantly, we need the study that we've been asking for decades, which compares the overall health of the fully vaccinated with the fully unvaccinated. And when that study is done, parents will finally have confidence to say, yes, we're going to vaccinate because we feel it's in our child's best interest.
Meryl, this has been very informative. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you.
Visit the Australian Vaccination Network online at avn.org.au.